I didn't want to get up and do this tribute, but the other disciples said I must. I had to. And so I am speaking to you for all of them too. We got to know Jesus about the same time, around 3 years ago, when he had just started traveling. What do you say about a stranger who tells you to leave your family and your home and your career and just go with him? What do you say about someone who asks you to do that and you do it? He was the kind of person you listened to. You listened to him from a deep place inside yourself. It was like he had the words of life and you wanted to listen. As our friend John says, it was like he was the word of life, and you wanted to listen to him forever. And we listened, and we listened, but I can't say I understood everything he said, although God knows I tried. Jesus was very patient, listening to our questions. After he'd been teaching the crowds, we'd pull him aside and ask him what he really meant. And he would explain it all again. He had that kind of patience. I'm a fisherman by trade, and anyone who knows me will tell you that I work really hard. But I didn't have half the energy that Jesus had. We'd walk all day. Jesus would preach half the night to the people, and we could hardly hold our eyes open. Finally, we'd get to bed somewhere, and in the morning we'd wake up, and Jesus was gone. He was out on the hills praying half the night. He got energy just from being with God. There was a power about Jesus that I've never seen in anyone else. He spoke from a place of power, and he could change things with his word and his touch. He spoke with power to those with sickness. He healed the blind and the lame. He could speak to demons, and they would heed him. And I know some of you may find this hard to believe, but he could speak to the wind and to the storm, and it would obey him. He spoke to a dead man and called him back to life. It may all sound unbelievable, but we saw it with our own eyes. This was the kind of man he was. And in spite of all that amazing power, he was just one of us. He was our friend. He cared for us, talked to each of us about our own troubles. He knew us through and through. Traveling together, you get to know each other pretty well, and you don't always get along. We were sometimes unreasonable, sometimes angry, irritable, and what have you. But Jesus was always there encouraging us. And we came to see that he wasn't just any ordinary person or even an ordinary rabbi or prophet, but we came to see that he was the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel. Last Sabbath, when we entered into Jerusalem and the whole city was out singing his praises, we thought his time had come and that we would see him seated in his rightful place. What happened next bewildered us all, and we have no words to describe our horror or our grief. It was unthinkable, and yet it happened. There are things I would wish undone, and things I did not do that I wish I could. But what is done is done. We know now that Jesus is buried behind a stone a foot thick. No one can hurt him now, which is about the only comfort we have in this dark time. I can only say today that Jesus was a savior to me. He showed me the way to live, and I will never forget it. My friends and I are heading back to Capernaum now shortly, and we are heading back not as the same people who left there 3 years ago. Jesus has changed us. If there was one thing Jesus would want, it would be that we should love one another and take care of each other in our grief. Mary, I know how hard it was for you to give up your son to his traveling life. He missed Nazareth too, but he did what he was called to do, and I know you knew from the beginning that he had a special calling, a special life. And I'm glad to see that John is taking care of you now. I just ask for all of us, as we go from here, we go not just our own way, but that we look out for each other, that we love one another as Jesus loved us.